Welcome to Site 5. This is the final stop on our walking tour of the U.S. Courthouse and Federal Building. You should now be looking up at a series of three arched windows. There's some really neat decorative stone carving that I'd like to point out. Let's work our way down from the top. At the top is a large triangular carving. Below this is a set of three small arched windows. Directly under this set of arched windows is a stone line. Do you see the carvings at each end of the line? On the left side is a lion, and on the right side is a human face. Aren't they charming? And remember, they were hand-carved. Now, look a little lower to the large set of windows. Above the left and right windows are rectangular boxes containing the scales of justice. Usually, the scales of justice are depicted being held aloft by a sword-wielding female figure. That's not the case here. What's unique about these carvings is that the scales of justice appear to be held up by a man's arm. These are only some of the unique carvings you'll find on both the exterior and interior of the building. If you scan the row of large windows, you'll see more carved faces, winged dragons, and other decorative features that are characteristic of Richardson Romanesque Revival architecture. Finally, please turn your attention to the ground at the northwest corner of the building at the intersection of Wisconsin and Jefferson. Do you see the small garden? It was originally developed by Mr. George Wren. Mr. Wren was the building maintenance worker here at the U.S. Courthouse and Federal Building. He created and maintained this garden until his retirement. The General Services Administration, the agency that manages the building, continues to maintain it in Mr. Wren's honor. I feel fortunate to work in one of the very few federal buildings to have a dedicated garden. I hope you've enjoyed this walking tour of the U.S. Courthouse and Federal Building. It's been my pleasure sharing with you its history and pointing out the remarkable characteristics that make it so special.